Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Noah Cohen. I'm the new technology teacher. And I don't know if I'm pressed for time, but I think we were going to get started earlier. So as luck would have it, I only have six slides in the stack. So good for that. Welcome. I'm glad you all could make it out this evening. I got here in August, but it's been a great journey to get to where I am right today. And I just very briefly, I'm a UC Berkeley graduate. Right out of school, I got into IT work in corporate side at the Gap and at the Body Shop. I worked around stressful people that couldn't do what they needed to do, and it's been a lot of fun to fix their problems. And then after that, I started a family, and I went back to school and got a teaching credential. Some of the last things I did at the Gap were teaching environments, and I really got a kick out of that. Got my credential, multi-subject credential, continued on. I have a master's degree in elementary education. And then I taught for a few years, and one of my last teaching assignments had me teaching technology to middle school kids, and I thought, this is it. This is merging the two things that I really enjoy, teaching and technology. So this job came up, and so far it's just been fantastic, and I'm looking forward to doing as much as I can with your children through the course of the school year. I get my ideas, sort of my foundation for my ideas, come from the International Society of Technology Educators. ISTE is this group that makes these NETs, National Education Technology Standards. It sounds like a lot, and it can be very complex, and they get this big binder that I can sort of use as my foundation for things, but it basically follows these sort of six areas. Sherry had her Star of David with her six things, I have mine. And it follows these major elements. And it really covers all of my six bases. I can't do an analogy with baseball, but there's six bases. And a lot of it just is really, when you see the list, it covers everything about problem solving and productivity and the social, ethical, and human issues. So we'll touch on these things for the projects that I have your kids do. Even at an age of K-3, the things that are going through my mind, I'm trying to kill as many birds as I can with one stone with what they do to try to hit these core areas. And we can do a lot of different things. Mostly what I want them to do is when I execute those things, I use an inquiry-based methodology. It's a newer, more productive thing. I don't know if you've heard of different Piaget and behaviorist theories and things like that. Inquiry-based really goes with questions and problem-solving and look at this situation and how can we make it better. Even in their young minds, they can do these kind of things. They can look at what we have to do three steps down the way. What I'm mostly thinking of with your kids in K-3 is sort of to introduce this skill set. Later on in fourth and fifth grade, we do reinforcing and then for the middle school kids, it's sort of mastery. Now you've learned these skills that you learned at a younger age. Now how are you just going to run with it without but you know it. You're confident you can just run with this stuff with mastery. But also when they've done what they've done, I'm really trying to focus towards getting a virtual deliverable. I don't say that to them, but when they say, Mr. Cohen, can we hit print? And I say, no, I'm going to put it up on the video board. We'll put it up on a website, or I'll turn that into a podcast, or some sort of virtual deliverable. That what they've done doesn't cost anything to the environment, and they still get the same bang for the buck, because now everybody's seeing that instead of just the printout that used toner and paper and chopping down trees and all that stuff. Not that there's nothing, I mean, that's okay, but really, we're working on a green theme and all that kind of stuff, so let's keep it that way. What else have I got? Let me see, I'm scrolling out. Okay, so my K-2 is mostly going to be doing things along these lines. I can do a lot with, this is a software that's already loaded on the computer. Towards the end of the year, I'm hoping we can get to do some more more advanced, not more advanced, just some real typing skills using this website. They'll get a little account and they'll log in and do that kind of stuff. That's months away with the younger kids especially. And some computer basic things with just how the operating system works on a Macintosh. That's pretty basic with those kids. My third graders, I've interviewed them and sort of done a pre-assessment. The things that I'll be able to do with those kids as the year progresses is some writing on the computer, doing a little word processing, some presentations. A lot of them are interested in doing some game design. There are some great websites that I want to utilize. Hardware basics, we'll be getting some computers in here that we will take apart. They're really excited about it. It's like shop, but in technology way, take stuff apart and put it back together, load up an operating system on it. Of course, these are Dells, and they're old Dells, but they're fine. Put them on the network, we'll be surfing the web with something that they've sort of Frankenstein together, and I think they'll really get a kick out of that.
I will.
They will. They'll like it. I love that stuff. And if you need to reach me, this is my email address. If you have any ideas, suggestions, any of that stuff, I'm welcome to that stuff. I'm just sort of a sponge, just like they are, and I want to just do as much as I can with them throughout the year, and I'm looking forward to it. Yes?
Just real quick, do you want old computers?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting six on Thursday, but shoot me an email, and if it's something a little different than what I'm getting, then sure. So.
Can we call you a fixed card computer,
Yeah, but then I'll forward it on to one of my second graders, and they'll.
You make sure to tell them not to do that at home.
No screwdrivers at home, right? Mr. Cohen unplugged it first. So.
Just like
Thank you.